Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NWAC South Fast Break Show. Getting on a little late tonight with a little technical problem, but we've got a whole show ahead of you. I am Greg Crawford. I host this show each week where we talk to four great coaches, four great human beings, shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. And you can follow me at WC Hoops. But let's get right to our show and let's go to Trevor Hopp in beautiful Coos Bay, Oregon. Trevor, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing awesome, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. Thanks for being on. Thanks for being patient. A little late getting on, but I'll get right to the question. And I'm going to ask everybody this. You know, I throw out one question I ask everybody, Trevor, as you know, each week. And you're not going to offend anybody. We know that already. What's your favorite place to play in the NWAC? Besides at home.
Besides at home, okay, because I wasn't going to offend anybody, and I was going to say Spiesel Court at Prosper Hall. But if it's if it can't be our home gym, are you talking just Southern Region? Are you talking anywhere? What are we talking?
Anywhere you want. Anywhere you want in the NWAC. I think it's a fun question, and a listener proposed it, and I always honor the listener's questions.
You know what? Okay, that's a great question. You know, we've played a lot of games over there just because we're always in the preseason tournament, and then we play over there at least once a year. I like playing games over at Lane, probably because it's a close trip for us. But no, they have great people working there. You know, a lot of times I'm playing against one of my good friends, Coach C, there at Lane, and so I enjoy that place. I think it's got a good vibe, and so it's always fun over there.
Trevor, we're getting closer to the tip-off of the season, official practices, and I think we can all hardly wait. It's very near us.
Yeah, this is a long week at our place. We have a lot of in-service, back-to-school meetings going on this week. So that, and then there's just a little bit of stress in the air, you know, making sure everybody's got all their paperwork taken care of, getting their classes, getting their financial aid, you know, getting the places to live and all that stuff. So this week is actually a little bit stressful, and I'll be happy when Monday rolls around and we actually start classes and get to meet with the guys and go over some things and try to lay down the foundation and talk about, you know, the year and what we're expecting and things like that. So it's exciting, and I'll be happy to be back in the classroom and be back on the court as opposed to sitting in so many meetings this week.
Trevor, you know, I think that a lot about education, speaking of being back in the classroom, but I think that students still want to be inspired. They still want to be disciplined. They still look for people that know a lot, like you and all the rest of the coaches on the program. I think we have a bright future in this country.
No, we do for sure. All those things hold true. There are some changes, you know, there's just different things and different modes of education now, whether it be technology, whether it be, you know, smartphones or computers and laptops and, you know, smart boards in the classroom and all that thing, all those things. But they also need, you know, yeah, passionate instructors and coaches and people to teach them and lead them that's going to bring energy to the classroom or the court or whatever it is, you know, we're talking about. They want that. I think they, you know, they want to know why a lot of things. And so education and is headed in the right way right now. And our young people are too, the ones that are going to college and trying to better themselves. There's a lot of bright minds out there for sure.
And, you know, there's no question that junior colleges, community colleges, play a great role in that, whether it be athletically, academics, both. They're just a real gem all around, I think.
Yeah, there's a lot of different paths that people can take to get there, whether they're an 18-year-old freshman coming right out of high school, or maybe a 32-year-old displaced worker coming back trying to get retrained for a job. The community college system in general is awesome, and in Oregon, you know, it definitely is. And it's just a great opportunity for all types of people that want to better themselves. Like I said, whether it be to learn a trade, to transfer to a four-year college, to get a degree, to get a certificate, all those things are available at the community college level. And then when you throw on athletics on top of that, which we're involved in, it just makes it even better. And, you know, I'd look back and think back on my time as a player at the community college level, and that was one of the things that kept me going and was one of the highlights of my educational path that I took.
Great job tonight, Trevor. It's always tough to lead off in any sport or any interview, but you do a fabulous job getting this program rolling. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday night.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, Greg. We'll talk to you later.
You betcha. That's Trevor Opp, the head men's basketball coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College. Going to go a little out of order tonight, but I know he's always ready. We're going to go to Tony Broaddus next, the head men's basketball coach at Portland Community College. Tony, how are you tonight? And are you still playing some softball?
Hey, Greg, thanks for having me. No, softball is over for me, and I'm not complaining. But, yeah, I'm just doing good, Greg. You know, last night was a real special night. I was inducted into the Grant High School Hall of Fame as a coach after 10 years of working over there and have been fortunate and blessed enough to have some good success. So I'm kind of riding high, man, Greg, to be quite honest.
So that is fabulous. Nobody let me know about that. What a bunch of wimps. They don't let me know anything. You know, I have you on a program for over a year, and they don't let me know. Where did that event take place, Tony, and how many people were there?
It was Grant High School. You know, it was in the auditorium, and I don't know what the count was, but it was a good crowd. You know, about half full, and it was pretty neat thing. I'm excited about it. Kenneth Acker, he went in at the same time. You know, he's a guy who played for me. And now he's a starting cornerback for the San Francisco 49ers. So he went in, and a lot of some good athletes. Pickle Lewis went in last night as well. So it was a really good event.
Pickle Lewis was a tremendous basketball player. I can attest to that, watching him many times. Good news there, Tony, and congratulations. That's a fabulous honor. Grant, what a rich tradition Grant has in athletics.
No doubt. When you talk about Terrell Brandon and Mark Radford and some, a lot of guys that I've just heard about, didn't get a chance to see play. You know, I hear a lot about Mark, Kevin McMillan, June Jones, just some names that come immediately to my mind. And then Ndamukong Suh is continuing that mission. And it's a really neat place to be a part of, or, you know, have had some success and some experience with.
Tony, we're having a little fun tonight. I'm asking every coach where is their favorite place to play in the NWAC, and I think it's a good question. It's fun. It's fair. Besides your home gym,
you know, that is a good question. I would have to say I really enjoy playing at Clackamas because, you know, you get a good crowd and the environment is really exciting. But we haven't had any success there. So that's not my favorite place to play. I'm not going to say that, but I enjoy that place. Chemeketa, probably, I would probably have to say at the top of my list would be Chemeketa, just because it's a really exciting environment there and we've had some success. So that would fall into it. And then Clark's also a really good place to play because when we play, it's always a big crowd. I don't know how it is on regular nights for them, but the crowd gets into it. It's a rivalry, and we'll play them again twice this year, so that'll be exciting.
Yeah, very good. Those are great places to play. We've had four great ones mentioned tonight. Tony, how are things going with your team? And I know you're really excited about it. You can hardly wait till this thing gets started because you're going to have a good ball club, and you want to improve upon last year, obviously, and get back to that title game.
No doubt. We're taking one game at a time, you know, as far as title games and stuff. We're shooting for an NWAC championship or league title is our number one goal. But, yeah, we got started this week. You know, our class has started yesterday. So I've got my advanced basketball class going, and all the guys that are trying to play on the team are there, and our returners. And it's exciting, man. We got 35 kids, 33 guys in there, and the talent is at the most highest level it's been since I've been at PCC. So it's exciting, you know. We've got to put it together, and more importantly, guys have got to understand the importance of the academic side of things, and I'm confident that we'll be all over that this year. And we got a chance to be pretty tough, you know, but the league is good, so, you know, you can't ever predict wins and losses or what place you'll come. But I like our team, and I'm excited, and I'll take our guys against anybody in the NWAC.
Tony, I haven't been able to look at your schedule yet. How's your pre-league schedule this year? You always play some tough opponents.
Yeah, we open with Grays Harbor at home, which will be a fun game for us. I talked to their coach today. He's excited. He thinks it's going to be really – and we got a few other games. But we're taking a trip to Northern California this year to play Lassen Community College and Feather River. So we want to get a kind of a look at some of those schools up in that area, see what they play like, and match our guys against them. So that'll be a fun trip. You know, like an 8-9 hour drive where the guys will get the bond, and I'm looking forward to that. I think that'll test us just as good as any teams that we would play around here.
Very good, Tony. Great job leading us, not leading us off, but following Coach Hopp there. Kind of switched a little bit. We're going to go to Coach Chopka next, but thanks for reversing the roles tonight, and congratulations once again on a great honor getting into the Grant Hall of Fame.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a great week.
You betcha. That's Tony Broaddus, head men's coach at Portland Community College. Now let's swing down to Eugene, Oregon. Thanks for being a little patient here. Coach Bruce Chopka at Lane Community College, the head men's basketball coach there. Bruce, how you doing tonight?
You know, I'm doing well. I was actually at the Greyhound station. We had a kid that came in, and the bus was late. And by the time we loaded up and got him to his apartment, I walked in my door and felt like something wasn't right. And I looked at the clock, and I about had a heart attack, and I called right in. So I apologize for getting twisted in the wind here, but looks like you adjusted. Great ones adjust, as you normally do. So good job, and appreciate the teamwork of getting Tony on and all that good stuff. Congratulations to Tony making the Grant Hall of Fame. I hadn't heard that either. That's outstanding. Good for him.
Yeah, good for him. And, you know, of course, I take a line from you. I read everything you say on Facebook and Twitter. And so this is junior college basketball. That D1 takes the first-class flight in. Junior college takes Greyhound.
It's you know, it's one of the funnest things ever to talk to junior college coaches in our league or national junior college coaches or California guys. And us males are the best. We will travel all over the world to be able to play basketball. And I know I've heard of great stories, you know, kids taking the bus 22 hours straight or for 2 days to get to their junior college or their school. And, you know, this young man didn't have to travel that far, but, you know, his bus is late and all that good stuff. So, you know, picked him up with all the other crazies at the Greyhound, and we sit right in, and here we are. So I apologize, but it's always fun to hear the travel stories, I think, of the trials and tribulations of the junior college guys. You know, they're near and dear to all of us JC guys, so it's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A best-selling movie would be a book on the Greyhound bus stations or a best-selling book.
Yeah, hey
Bruce,
that's for sure.
Where besides your home gym is that? I love this question. I wish I'd asked it a long time ago on the program. Where's your favorite place to play in the NWAC on the road?
That's a no-brainer for me. And that is a great question, by the way. But it's playing at Swak's gym. I always call it Prather Hall, and I can't remember the name. Coach Hop always teases me because I get the name wrong. But I think a lot has to do that I was an assistant there for a year, so I know a lot of the people and the coaches there, and they're just great and catching up and talking to them. And Coach Hop's wife, Miss Atwater, shows up and heckles us and all that good stuff, so it's great to see her. But just the atmosphere they have, they've done an outstanding job of that little gym's a cracker box, and, I mean, they got a big screen TV in there, and they got a band, a ghetto fabulous band, and they got cheerleaders, and they're right on top of you. And, you know, the baseball team talks to you about your mother, and they're heckling our guys at the free throw line, and, you know, everybody's screaming in there. The coaches are screaming. Nobody can hear you. And I just think it's an intimate, tough environment, and I think it's a great challenge for our guys to go into a place that's just not your normal kind of gym. And I as soon as the SWAC week is on board and we're going to play there, I start talking about that place and getting everybody fired up and telling them it's probably the most ghetto fabulous place you're going to ever play, and people are going to talk about your mother and your sister and all that good stuff. And, you know, we try to embrace it because it is a great home court environment for them, but we try to hit it head on and talk to our guys about the challenge and the atmosphere and the ambiance and that kind of thing. So for me, it's an absolute no-brainer. And we've gotten SWAC there at their place as they've gotten us at our place, but it's a pretty gratifying 2.5-hour drive home, you know, when you can get a W down at SWAC. So that's an easy answer for me.
Is there anything between SWAC and Eugene that you like to have your team stop at and view or anything?
Heck no, heck no. We see the elk trying to cross the highway and jump the fence. And there's a little town called Elkton where my assistant coach's beautiful wife is from, and I always tease her. You know, when we drive through there, we're driving through her hometown of like 50 people and that kind of thing, but give her a hard time. But it's a beautiful drive for one, but we usually don't stop. We get in our ghetto fabulous vans and fly down the highway, and as soon as we get done, we throw the guys in the van with the pizzas and fly home, because it's not an easy drive. You know, it's a windy, curvy drive, and it's at night and that kind of thing, but it's a beautiful place over there on the coast, and I'm not throwing Elkton under the bus. It's a great place, too, and that kind of thing, but that's just a great trip. I embrace it like crazy, and I think probably a lot of it has to do that, you know, I was an assistant there for a season and lived in Coos Bay and stuff, so it's a no-brainer for me.
And, Bruce, finally tonight, you know, you go way beyond being a basketball coach, and that's what I love about all the coaches of this program. Junior colleges, community colleges, they just have a huge role that's really underrated in that academic situation in this country.
I agree with you 100%. For all those people out there listening, or future recruits, or even a student thinking, hey, I need to, not sure what I want to major in and that kind of thing, the community college avenue is a great way to start an education and get your feet wet and find some direction and, you know, make friends and sort of develop a life of your own. I'm a junior college guy, and I went to Otero Junior College in Colorado, and it's a fabulous model. I absolutely love it. It's cheaper than going to a four-year school. The education is just as quality because you're getting all your basics out of the way. So, yeah, it's just a great model, and I recommend it to anybody that's, you know, doesn't have a direct path that, you know, what university they're in love with and want to go to and sort of discover in themselves and that kind of thing, to sort of go for a year or two or maybe three to a community college and move on to bigger and better things.
Great job tonight, Bruce. We'll catch up with you again next Tuesday night.
Thank you for having me. Have a good day. Good night.
You betcha. Thank you. Good night. That's Bruce Jopka, Edmonds, coach at Lake Community College, Eugene, Oregon. We close the program each week with Cliff Wagner. He is the head men's coach at Clackamas Community College in Oregon City, Oregon, a great academic place, as we've talked about tonight, with all the schools and a great athletic program. And, Cliff, I imagine you kind of pinch yourself occasionally because it's a great place to work.
Well, it really is. I listen to all the things the other coaches say about their colleges, and it's really true at Clackamas, and I'm sure the other community colleges as well. I really think community colleges might be the most underrated entities in all of our stepping stones of education. They really do a great job educating a lot of people in such a diverse variety of ways at all levels and stages in their educational career. I'm sold on community colleges and the job they do, and I'm really pleased and proud to be part of such a great entity as Clackamas.
Cliff, you know, along those lines, you think about a lot of things way beyond being a basketball coach. Should community colleges be free? I think that's, quite frankly, that's one thing that Republicans and Democrats seem to be coming together on. I think there's momentum to make it that way. Do you like that idea?
No, I don't think they should be free. I think we should do everything to hold down costs, but I don't see anything wrong with paying your share of higher ed. What's happening right now is tremendously unfair, and it's been on a terrible downward slide for students for probably 30 or 35 years. Don't get me wrong, as funding has decreased and it's been tougher and tougher for students to finance their education. But I paid for my education. I worked. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think you should be able to have to fund some of that yourself.
Very good, candid answer there. Per usual, Cliff, we've had a lot of fun with the question tonight, and I'm glad I asked it. And we've had a great program, too, tonight, by the way, from everybody. Where is your favorite place to play on the road in the NWAC?
You know, the gym, the arena at Walla Walla Community College is just fabulous, just a beautiful, beautiful, intimate little arena. It's got a kind of a white-covered dome on it with these brilliant floor, four different flourishes of lights in the corner. It's just a gorgeous gym. I love that gym. I love to play there. Atmosphere-wise, I agree with Bruce, though. Playing at SWAC is really special. I love it. It's such an intimate setting, and it's hostile, and it's a lot of friendly, competitive, borderline, antagonistic atmosphere. But it's just a great atmosphere for college basketball, and we've had some great games there. And it's a heck of a long ride if after a loss, so you really, really want to win that one there.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. Thanks for all you guys answering that question. It's a lot of fun. Speaking of winning there, it won't be long now, Cliff. It's just vastly approaching, and I know that you're excited about your team this year. I love it that I've never heard so much excitement in all the coaches I talk to on all levels. For some reason, it is total excitement this year to get basketball going.
Well, I think that's, you know, typical this time of the year, and it's typical of the coaches you have on this program who always do a good job and always have good, tough, competitive teams. So at this point, you know, we're looking forward and we're thinking about all the things and if they align into place and this happens and this happens and we all see all those things happening one right after another. Yeah, we're all optimistic. And you know, as the season starts, we'll deal with the reality of this kid injured, this kid maybe not making grades and those kind of things. And we'll put together teams and patch them, and we'll do what we always do as junior college coaches and try to be playing the best basketball of your season in late February and March.
Cliff, as everyone knows, I talk about often on the programs, I have a fondness for where I work for our environmental services people at Adventist Medical Center, the great hospital in Southeast Portland. And they clean the hospital. They're unsung heroes. They're tremendous. But they wanted me to ask you tonight, one of them. It's a great question. They listen all the time, and they hear you talk fondly about your assistant coaches. And one of the people want to know, do you keep kind of a list of people you have in mind in case one of those coaches were to ever leave? It's a great question.
Yeah, it's a great question. And my mind really goes to ex-players who've been out, who really love the game, who are passionate, who played for us, understand what we're doing, what the system is. We've had guys like Justin Steinke, for instance, has come back and helped us out a number of times, and he's just a fabulous young mind, and we're looking forward to having him help us out again this year. But good assistant coaches, my goodness, they can do so much for you, and when you got those guys that really agree with you philosophically and understand what you're trying to do, then it's just better on the kids to learn things and better for your program.
Great job tonight, Cliff. We'll talk to you again this next Sunday night on the Portland Metro Small College Hoop Show, and next Tuesday night on the NWAC South Fast Break Show. Have a great week, and it's basketball. We're rolling, we're excited, and it's thrilling. Thanks for doing a great job and ending the program each week.
Thanks so much, Greg. Great job on the show tonight, you and all the other coaches, too.
Thank you. That's Cliff Wagner, the Edmonds, coaching his 40th year of coaching basketball, the most successful college basketball coach in the state of Oregon, and he's on this program each week. Thanks for listening, everybody, and don't forget to make your free throws. We'll be back 9:30 Pacific Daylight Time, always next week.